Welcome to the November 24th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast, the podcast version. Harry Reid goes atomic in the U.S. Senate. Joining me on this program, one of the most important we've ever done, famed attorney, winner of the 2008 Heller decision and the 2010 McDonald decision, Alan Gurret, joins me on the panel today to talk about the importance of that decision by Harry Reid and what it means for us as gun owners and the makeup of the federal courts now and generations to come. I'm Mark Walters. Enjoy this broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio. Coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Live in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome to Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast from those toasty South Florida beaches. Naples, you're listening. To the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and parts unknown in between. Arkansas, we're all over you. Nebraska. It's such a beautiful thing. Sturgis, South Dakota, you're listening in the Black Hills. Every major city in Montana, Washington, Oregon, even California, the land of Pelosi. Thanks a lot, by the way, California, for that. We really appreciate that. This is Armed American Radio, and it's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad you're joining us today. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 lines lit up, flashing, blinking. We've got a roundtable for you here that promises to be dynamite. And I'm going to go right to David Kodria first, because we're going to have some fun with David. David, how you doing today?
Mark, I'm doing great. I'm cold.
Well, that's because you're in Hudson, Ohio, which is not far from Cleveland, and you're going to be getting some lake effect if you haven't already. Is that true?
Well, we got some snow. There was some lake effect storm that was happening last night. They were driving my mom out to Cleveland Airport, where she's in Yuma right now, where she doesn't have to put up with this. She's with my sister, and they're probably listening to us. So let me just say, hi, Ma. Hi, sis.
Hey, did she fly from Yuma to Parma? Isn't Yuma near Parma? Oh, you mean Yuma, Arizona.
There you go. But I was telling Sean that this weekend is the coldest weekend so far this year, and my furnace decided to die on me. So I got the house heated up with space heaters. I'm out here on the cigar porch. I got it up to 30 degrees right now. So this is just the way you deal with it, Mark.
You just smoke big, fat cigars and heat the house up, my friend.
Exactly.
And by the way, I know where that is. That's out there where The Wizard of Josie Wales was filmed.
There you go. Exactly
Something like that. Well, it's great to have you here, and I'm going to let you introduce our guest, someone that I wanted to talk with you. You and I have had some fun conversations about this, and it promises to be fascinating. Drones, man.
Yeah.
Drones.
We know how the anti-hunting extremists are, always ready to sabotage the lawful activities of hunters. And one of the new technologies they're using is drones to basically harass the people. It can also scare away the animals. And I heard about this product called Drone Shield that was being developed for all kinds of different purposes, including one is for hunters who are being harassed. And I got a hold of Brian Herring, and I wrote a magazine article that's up there right now at gunsmagazine.com, and Daily Caller also picked it up. And I talked to Brian, and I asked him, hey, you know what? This sounds like just a perfect topic for Mark's show, and he agreed to come on. So let's say hi to Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, Mark and David.
Brian, a pleasure to have you here, my friend. Drones, talk to us. Now, drones are in the news, right? We hear about them. Of course, they're being used with incredible effectiveness in the fight against terrorism.
Absolutely, yeah.
By our Nobel Peace Prize winning president, by the way.
One of the best new additions to our arsenal, that's for sure. And they often get kind of conflated with what technologists would call unmanned aerial vehicles. What we're really talking about here in the U.S. side is these cheap $30 toy helicopters. You really would call them a toy helicopter or a quadcopter when they have four engines on there. It's the kind of thing you see in the Radio Shack commercials everybody's going to get for Christmas this Christmas. And, they make them cheap, but they also make them a little bit more expensive where you can actually mount cameras on them and, paparazzi have used these. And They've used them to smuggle drugs into prisons over the walls and everything. And so they're really exploding in a bunch of different uses. And as David indicated, one of the things that really got a lot of headlines is when PETA announced that they're going to use them to start harassing hunters.
PETA wouldn't harass anybody. David, would PETA harass anybody?
Well, you know, they have been known to. And, you know, and when I first started, and this is not the first time I've heard about the animal rights extremists using drones to harass hunters. And typically what you hear in comments is you'll get the snarky comment, pull, or something like that. But in fact, there are all kinds of legal problems if you do something like that. And of course, there are other ways to deal with it. And what Brian has is he and his partner have developed, and I guess, Brian, you can correct me after I finish this, but you initially crowdfunded the development of this product. And what it does is they have captured and recorded and profiled, I guess, the sounds of all the various major drone products that are out there on the market that are likely to be used against people, and it will give you an early warning so that you can, first of all, have a heads up that you're being monitored and harassed, and second of all, then take whatever steps you need to do to preserve your privacy and to conduct your lawful activities.
Okay, Brian, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Tell me, how is a drone used to harass a hunter?
A bunch of different ways. Ostensibly, what they put, you know, to kind of cover their butts legally, is that they're going to rise above the hunters so that they don't harass the actual game, because that's illegal. They're not going to harass the actual hunter, because that's technically illegal in a lot of states also. But they're going to monitor hunters. And what they're monitoring for is stuff that is illegal, such as if you're drinking when you're hunting. I don't know anybody that does that. If you shoot a deer and it runs off, you don't make an effort to track it down, that kind of stuff. So anything illegal activity is what they're saying that they're going to do. I think everybody, us including them, know that what they're really going to try to do is either scare away the game or just harass the hunter.
Well, yeah, clearly that's what their objective is. You know, we know who these groups are and what their ultimate agenda is, and that's to ban hunting, period. So we clearly understand that that's what they're trying to do. David, it's you know, listen, I've got a little 40-acre piece that I lease, a hunting piece out here in North Georgia that, I've never even thought about this. I'm going to be honest with you. It's never crossed my mind.
Yeah, and, you know, this is kind of like a high-tech version of something that they've been doing for a long time. You know, they will go out and they'll get hair from barber shops, and they'll spread it around that the animals will smell, and they'll stay away from areas like that. They'll get blood, they'll get wolf urine, they'll do various techniques like that to discourage the game from going to hunting areas. And what Brian said, I thought, was really illustrative when PETA says that we're not going to harass or scare off the game. You know, Mark, we have deer around here. I'm sure you have plenty of deer down there where you live, and they're very, very skittish creatures. And if you fly a drone anywhere near them, they're going to bolt.
Well, of course they are. Brian, back to you quickly. Drone shield, what is it? How does it work? If I'm up in a tree stand, tell me about the product.
Sure, absolutely. It's exactly, David did a great job describing it. We listen for drones. So there's some products out there that look for radio frequency control signals, but not all drones have that. They can operate autonomously. One thing that you can't hide is their sound, and they sound very distinctive. They sound like a hive of buzzing bees. We were just up at a hunting lodge in Pennsylvania, and they had never heard of a drone before, and they really honestly thought that there was a hornet's nest that had been kicked loose when it was over their hunt. So that's what we're monitoring for. We're growing a database of the different drones, and specifically on our Hunter's Edition, which you can find on our website at droneshield.org. Just emphasize it's .org. The PETA drone is included in this Hunter's Edition database, and there's two ways you can use it. One is to just attach it to your tree stand. So what that's going to do is listen continuously, and it will probably hear this drone before you can hear it and alert you with either a flashing light and a buzzer that one's coming, you know, if you wanted to know about it. But I think the more effective use is to keep it in the parking lot, keep it in your pickup truck. And we use a two-way radio then, where this is normally where the PETA guys launch their drones from. So it'll give you ample warning, and anybody listening on that channel, that something's been launched from the parking lot that sounds like a drone.
George Hill, I have to go to you here because you'll probably want to keep one of these in your Prius. George, where are you?
Hung up right there.
I know you can't. Right, you can't show off the tattoo and hang your arm out a Prius window when you're at a traffic light, can you, George?
No, that's just not right, and that's an automatic revocation of the man code. Now, here's the thing about these drones. If they're over your property, the way I look at it is that's trespassing, and I got something for it called Federal Black Cloud 3.5-inch shot shells.
Oh, George, this is Brian. I appreciate that sentiment. I wish that were true. I really do, but unfortunately it's not. You know, you can't shoot at airliners that are flying over your house, so there's a common law property.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
But
so
if somebody's got a little spy bot hovering 30 feet over my property, if I have a secluded ranch, you know, that 40 acres, and somebody's got a drone in the middle of that, you know what? I think I would be within my right, and I'd like to challenge that in court.
Yes. Well, maybe talk to your lawyer before you do that, sir.
It would be an awful lot of fun, though, wouldn't it, George?
It would be certainly satisfying.
That would be almost new game, wouldn't it? Honey, what are we having tonight? We're having drone.
You know, and to come to George's defense, I'm aware of two cases of hunting lodges, one in Pennsylvania and one in South Carolina, where they actually did shoot down the drones. They pressed it in court, and the police decided to not press charges.
That's a beautiful thing to see. A lot of policemen are hunters. Hey, Brian, hold on to that thought. When we come back, we'll bring some more people into the roundtable here in this hour of Armed American Radio. We're talking about drones. Pretty cool stuff. I'd never even given it much thought. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Armed American Radio continues after this.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger SR45, a large caliber pistol with a trim, ergonomic profile. Like the popular Ruger SR9 and SR40, the SR45 is perfectly sized to be comfortable and controllable with a slim, ergonomic grip and narrow slide. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible back strap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, and built-in Picatinny rail. The Ruger SR45, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com. This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
And I'm going to throw it right over to George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Right? George, yeah. You listening to that?
Yes, I can hear that.
How cool G-Code. Is that? Sammy Hagar, G-Code Holsters, and George Hill, the Mad Ogre, all in the same sentence, brother.
You know, I like that. I'm very comfortable with that. I'm also very comfortable with shooting down a remote-controlled drone over my property.
You know, I knew you were stewing that over the break. You know, we're having an in-studio conversation, and we talked about it. I said, you know what? As long as the thing doesn't have Delta painted across the tail, I mean, so what's a guy going to do, come after you for his $600 drone? That's a fight I'd be willing to have, too. But I want to ask this question. Brian Hearing, coming back to you quickly. Okay. It's there. What do you do?
I suspect a lot of people would shoot at it. First thing is to become aware of what the rules are in your jurisdiction. Part of the problem here is that they're piecemeal across the nation. Now, the FAA has not really ruled on the use of drones. So they're really regulated all around the country from, yes, you can shoot them down. You know, there's an ordinance in Colorado there that the town has authorized that. All the way to, the public owns the land to 6 inches, the air to 6 inches above your property, which is ridiculous. So it really depends on where you are. The real thing to do is to call the cops, in my opinion. You can really press a case, especially if you're a hunter, that they are harassing you.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with our kind of device that collects that information, we can replay the audio and show the court that, it was audible. As you say, the deer or the animals are easily spooked, so I think that would fall under harassment.
But I'm probably asking a very dopey question here, but I this is something that I was fascinated with having you on to talk about this because it just was a different conversation to have on Armed American Radio, and it makes sense, particularly at this time of year. Many, many millions of Americans are getting ready to head out into the woods this week, as I am. And here's the thing. So, all right, listen, I've got a 40-acre piece I lease, right?
Okay.
And I'm out there in a stand, and I find out that there's something hovering above me, and I can see it. And I've got 15 acres on either side of me, and I take it down. This guy's out in the parking lot, you know, quite a ways away. What's he going to do, come running out onto my property?
Yeah, well, let me tell you the story of what happened in Pennsylvania. A group loosely affiliated with PETA got $1 million inheritance from Bob Barker, and they went out and they bought, six drones, $15,000 a piece. So they flew them over one of the chutes, and sure enough, one of them got shot down. You know, apparently an errant round went through and shot it down. It's still on the property three years later. What the group did is they called the cops. The cops investigated. They said, no wrongdoing. Then they went and asked the owner of the property, can we come and retrieve our drone? He said, you can, but you need $1 million life insurance policy. I'm sorry, just insurance policy, because, you know, these guys might get on your property, break a leg, and then sue you. They were unable to obtain that, so that drone is still sitting up there. We were just up there last weekend, and we saw it. $15,000 in the trees.
Well, it seems to me like Bob Barker would be upset that they spent all of his money on those things.
I have no idea.
That darn Bob Barker.
Hold on. How much
those aren't the drones I'm worried about. The ones I'm worried about are, you know, the ones that you can buy at Barnes & Noble. You can buy out of the Sharper Image catalog.
Right.
Radio Shack.
This is getting into where anybody can become a spy. Quite often a gun company will give me a gun and say, hey, try this out.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm out on a private location trying out a new firearm and something comes up over me taking pictures of it, you know, that's potential corporate espionage, you know.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the reasons that we developed our first system. Well, actually, it was we were more worried. We thought it would really appeal to housewives who, you know, the teenage neighbor boy would fly this over while they're taking a shower out and, you know, in the swimming pool out back. We got a bunch of different uses that we never expected. And, yeah, corporate interest, especially things that you wouldn't have thought, like outdoor arenas, rock concerts, or NFL games. You know, people are flying these over there and taping it and broadcasting it. So,
well, clearly, you know, there's going to be subsequent legislation working its way through. There's no question about that. More than likely, you'll see more at the state level that works its way up into some type of federal legislation, wouldn't you say, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, you see that in the paparazzi laws. California does a pretty good job. So what you can't do is, if you are a professional photographer, you cannot fly a drone over property and take a picture. But if you are a big fan, you can, and people are doing this, they're launching drones off of Malibu Beach, their private person, they're recording their own video, Holly Berry, I know this for a fact, and taking it home and putting it on YouTube, not charging a dollar, that's 100% legal.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. David Codry, comments?
Well, yeah, you know, I was thinking I go up every once in a while up to Wellington, Ohio, which is a little bit west of me, and my friend has a private airfield up there, and we do gliders and ultralights and light sport aircraft and things like that. And, I mean, someone conceivably could be doing the same thing with one of those platforms. You wouldn't be able to shoot. And obviously the problem with the drones George talked about, the higher-end ones, they can be recording in real time and transmitting it to the Internet live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if they catch you doing something, you know, if you do shoot it down, they have you. And that's why Brian's advice to call the authorities is probably the most legally sound advice that anyone can give, regardless of the patchwork quilt of legislation that's out there.
But something tells me George would probably be sitting in some type of sniper outfit deep, deep down in the woods, and they're probably not going to see the muzzle flash.
Buried in a pile of derechos.
When we're talking about George, you just never know what might happen. Hey, you know what? We've got Michael Martin on the phone, too, don't we? Michael Martin, how you doing, brother?
I'm here. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm doing really well, and I'm glad you're joining us. Now we've got a full roundtable. Your thoughts on these? I mean, Michael, honestly, you've known me a long time. We've talked about all kinds of fun stuff. We've written about a lot of stuff together in the magazine, and this has never crossed my mind.
Well, if I see one of those flying over my property, I'm going to forget that I heard legal advice about not shooting them down. And, George, I'd offer to come down and videotape you doing it. You know, we can use it to defend you in court or prove once and for all what kind of shot you are.
Well, you know, interestingly, guys, I have seen some fantastic, super high-quality, high-definition GoPro footage from these things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Brian, these things get up to serious altitude and have some serious distance capabilities.
Oh, absolutely. And you're exactly right about the quality of the video. I mean, they're using them for to sell real estate, you know, these days. And they're doing flybys and all sorts of stuff. They're really high quality. Hollywood is going to be investing in them. You know, there's a price differential. If you want to carry the GoPro, it's about, you know, $300. If you want to carry the DSLR, you know, the professional photographer thing, then they start to go up to $10,000. But still, we're talking chump change compared to, you know, a professional helicopter with one of those gimbals on the front.
Yeah, and just for personal use, you can buy one. I forget the brand name. I wouldn't say it here anyway, but they run about $600 to $700. And as we were talking in the studio here during the break, with, you know, equipped with the number 3 GoPro, yes. You know, you got about 1,000 bones wrapped up in this thing. And you've got some very serious high-definition camera capabilities at great height and at great distance. And they are quite quiet, I mean, from the videos that I've seen anyway. But I just never put two and two together.
Oh, sure. And I think, you know, stories like this, just uses that we could never think of. For example, they're starting to harass farmers and meat producers also across the country.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, Brian, hold on to that thought when we come back. Michael Martin, George Hill, the Mad Ogre from TacticalHolsters.com, David Codria. I'm Mark Walters. More on Armed American Radio after this. Don't go away. Fun conversation.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Pleasure to have you here with me today on Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom. Across the country, a lot of fun. Lots of you are getting cold. It's cold here down south, too, so don't feel so bad. 28 degrees. 28 Gore. And George, I have an email that I'm going to have to read for you. I'll have to pull it up while we're on the air. But it was from someone who was talking about you leaving Utah, and it was a reminder. And it's just, it says here, it is, "Hey, Mark, heard you discussing the weather on last week's show. Tell the ogre he doesn't know what he's missing. I'm about to head out with the shovel because the snow is piled so high against my doors I can't get them open. About a foot on the ground, more coming. Overnight temps, 9 Gore. I can see a giant white lump on the deck that used to be a Malamute. He loves laying there and letting himself get totally snow-covered until he's not even recognizable as a dog. How could the ogre leave this paradise?" We just had a hearth, heater, wood-burning fireplace installed. Wow, nothing beats sitting in front of the roaring fire, nursing a Jack on the Rocks, listening to Armed American Radio on the computer. I'm truly one happy retired cop. St. Louis is becoming a distant memory. Hi, Shanto and the gang. Mike Powell, Utah.
I love that.
Well, I did that for 9 years, using a wood-burning stove. I had reactors 1, 2, and 3 fired up some winters, all 3 at the same time, just to keep the house warm. And you know what? You go through that long enough, you have enough. Last week, I was walking a nice sandy beach, picking up seashells with my wife. That's what I'm doing now.
George, you were picking up seashells on the seashore.
I sure was.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I got to give you that. No question about it. So I'm glad you're liking it out in North Carolina. We have a lot of listeners in your area, and all over South Carolina and Virginia. So.
Going back to this this drone question, I'm wondering if, quite seriously, is there a violation of civil rights here with unlawful search and seizure? If a cop is operating a drone examining your property, isn't that an unlawful search?
George, this is upside down times. Now, I know these drones are going to give you nightmares tonight. You're going to have a tough time with this. I can tell. But that's okay. I would imagine that would be the case, yes. And there have been some news reports about that, but it just hasn't been something that I've researched anyway for the show today. I was fascinated by the whole conversation.
I tell you, you can love them or hate them. ACLU or Electronic Privacy Internet Center has great maps on what it goes state by state. There's no federal law that does that.
David, you familiar with anything?
No, not exactly, but I think that another point we need to touch on in this conversation, and it is a different kind of conversation for Armed American Radio, but it's not, because, you know, Mark, we consistently tell people about unity between the different types of shooters. I'm not a hunter myself, but I thought that this was significant enough to write a magazine article about it and to talk to you about it and to have this conversation and to let the hunters out there know that we have to stand together. We are with you on this. By the same token, when evil black rifles come up or something else like that comes up that might
not be. They stand with us, David.
Yeah. It might not be what you're into, but we have to be together, folks.
No, listen, whether you're a concealed carry permit holder, a hunter, whatever the case may be, you're a gun owner, a lawful gun owner, and a patriotic American. Regardless of the core focus of the program, we're all in this together. Now, I'm going to get a little tinfoil hat. Michael Martin. I'm going to put on a tinfoil hat. Woo-hoo. Okay? And that is, do you think that the federal government or local authorities might want to misuse these or already are? I mean, we're talking about authorities now that have cameras in their license, taking pictures of every license plate they drive by, thousands a day. They're keeping records on you. We've got the NSA listening to your phone calls. How you doing, guys, by the way? Michael, your thoughts?
You know, one of the things you guys mentioned earlier was some of the other products that are out there. When we think about drones and we think about what the federal government might use or the local police, we're thinking of these, multi-million dollar helicopters or these, drones worth tens of thousands of dollars. But the reality is you can go on Amazon and for $600, you can pick up a quad helicopter and go down to Best Buy and pick up a $300 GoPro. And the police can have those out there. A local agency can have it out there. And these, non-government agencies like PETA, and they can fly these things wherever they want. You don't have to have a multi-million dollar budget anymore for these things. So,
no, you don't. And that's what's so scary about the technology. Go ahead, guys.
We talked about some of the quality of these things. These latest GoPros, these things can film in 4K, which if you think about HD video, most of us think about like 1020i or 1020p. 4K, there's hardly even any TV sets out there built for these things. It's so high definition. So these things are beyond what the law enforcement and military were paying millions of dollars for, 8-10 years ago. So do I believe they're out there? Sure. I think a lot of hack people might be out there flying them around trying to videotape their neighbors, skinny dipping in the backyard pool. But if they can be abused that way, they can certainly be abused by government and, pseudo-government agencies.
Well, they're clearly going to get stealthier as technology improves as well, too. We all know that. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark?
No, I'm not against them. They have a place. They have a purpose. But, you know, I would just like to see this being operated within the confines and constraints of the law.
And we all know, George, that they can clearly, they can be armed. We all know that they can be armed.
Well, you know, but it cuts both ways. So we're using them on the southern border to monitor immigrants.
Right.
But we're also using them on the northern border, and I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. DHS lent one of their predators to, I believe, North Dakota fishing to count and look for ice fishing shacks on some of their lakes.
You know what? You know what they're doing on the southern border? They're watching illegals flow across the border.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And then the administration is choosing not to enforce. See? Come on in. You're a voter.
They're making sure that they're going to vote Democrat. Let them in.
Hey, there's some more health care. There's health care recipients. Give to them. California gives them driver's licenses. Come on, give them driver's
licenses. I'm just thinking the drones need to be, if they're law enforcement, they need to be clearly marked as a law enforcement vehicle. And if they're observing a property, they need to have a warrant.
Again, I really wish that was true. It's unfortunately, it's not. The case that really started this all is marijuana in this guy's backyard. Built a 12-foot-high fence, so the cops rented a helicopter. This is about 30 years ago. Went in public airspace, and the courts ruled that you do not have private expectation of privacy in your backyard.
Yeah, and you know, George, what you're saying, I understand exactly what you're talking about, and there's no question. You know, listen, that goes back to trusting your gut. You know what's right, and you know what's wrong. You just know this should be this way, this should be that way. You can feel it. It's in your gut. You know it. You know it to be the case. Just because you know it to be the case doesn't always make it so. The fact of the matter is, and I guess we'll just leave this one with this, that eventually there's going to be legislation. This is an ongoing process, no question about it, and it will be really fascinating to watch this unfold. And, Brian, thank you for bringing the topic to the show. It's been
thank you, guys.
You know, it's a fascinating conversation. But don't go anywhere. We want to keep you on and get your opinion. You're already here. Kick your feet up, and we'll talk some fun stuff. Now, David, let's move over to you a little bit. Earlier in the program, I had an opportunity to talk with Alan Gura and Alan Gottlieb about Dingy Reed's latest power grab in the Senate. And my belief was that this was done and born out of desperation, that the Democrats know that Obamacare is killing them, it's crushing them, and that they believe they're probably going to lose the Senate as a result. If they don't think they're going to, they now believe it is a very real possibility. Hence the power grab to continue pushing through the agenda if and when they lose the Senate in 2014, which, by the way, that election cannot get here fast enough, ladies and gentlemen. David, your thoughts on that?
Well, I get kind of disturbed, though, Mark, when I hear guys like Mitch McConnell saying that he wants to punch the Tea Party people in the nose. And it really seems like the establishment Republicans are doing their best to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
It has seemed like that as a conservative for many, many years, no question about it. Let's move around the table with that one. Brian, your thoughts? Well, we've got 30 seconds in the segment. I apologize, guys. So what I'll do is I'll leave it with this. I'm going to read an email from somebody named Christopher Owen. Then when we come back, we'll talk about it. David might know a little bit about it. Hi, Mark. What is going on with J.P. Morgan Chase? Specifically pulling funding from 3D guns printing initiatives and canceling accounts with gun retailers. Is J.P. Morgan Chase part of the anti-gun machine, or are they being pressured by politicians into their anti-gun policies? And that's from Christopher. He doesn't say where he's from. But Christopher Owen, thank you for the email. We'll go around the table and get some ideas. I know we hear a lot about that. PayPal is anti-gun, and Bank of America is canceling accounts. J.P. Morgan Chase is now popping up as well. When we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company.
Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com, irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio, also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh, yeah, I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
This segment of AAR is being brought to you by the Mad Ogre and G-Code Holsters. Pick yours up at tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Mad Ogre. Visit madogre.com and learn how to shoot down a drone. George, welcome to the show.
76 billion, Mark. $76 billion. That Chase P. Morgan is just giving the middle finger to. That's how much money that hunters and, you know, anything having to do with the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade, that industry is $76 billion strong.
But I can't find anything specific on that, but there are rumors about Chase going back to 2000, you know, going back 14, 15 years. Even earlier, back into the very late 80s or late 90s. So it's hard to comment specifically on that.
NSSF.org.
Where?
NSSF.org.
Okay, so you're going over to the National Shooting Sports Foundation?
Foundation.org.
Okay, and, you know, that's a good point because we hear a lot of that about Bank of America as well. We all know some of those cases. We've all heard, you know, going back to 2000 where they pull funding from certain, and this was going back to Chase. Guys, you got a decision to make when you live your lives. David Kodria, jump in here with me, would you please?
J.P. Morgan is the ultimate insider. They are the ones who hold the credit card accounts for ATF, okay, and numerous other government agencies. They were the ones who hired former assistant director of ATF, William McMahon, up to his neck in Fast and Furious, double-dipping as he was awaiting retirement. This was approved by ATF upper echelon management and justice that he could go and work for them in the Philippines. I reported on this, Mark, back in August of 2012 on davidkodria.com, and at the time, Daryl Issa was telling Greta Van Susteren on Fox that McMahon had perjured himself, that he had lied, and he expected that the man would be prosecuted, and he did not understand why J.P. Morgan would be offering him a job out of country at the time of the Fast and Furious investigation. So
okay, I want to ask this, though. Is there corruption at the highest levels at J.P. Morgan, Chase, when this stuff comes up?
Well,
Do you think?
Know, I'm not going to go on record and, you know, get sued by J.P. Morgan because I'm sitting here, you know, with space heaters keeping my house warm because my furnace went out, okay? but you can draw the dot or connect the dots yourself. Look, what I just said is verifiable. That far I can go. They hold the credit card account for ATF. They hired a double-dipping ATF executive with full cognizance of ATF management, got him to the Philippines at the time that Daryl Issa was telling Greta Van Susteren the guy perjured himself and he expected prosecution. So connect the dots from there.
And you have to wonder, David, why this all stops. Why does Daryl Issa get to the point he gets on a number of different fronts and it stops?
I believe, first of all, they're waiting to see what happens with the interminable process with the contempt of Congress charge that's going through the courts at this point. And I think also that there is some gutlessness on the part of Republican leadership to go for the juggler.
Yeah, there's irony there when you listen to Daryl Issa talk, and then there's when it just literally stops, and you have to wonder why.
I think that it comes from above ISA, and he takes it as far as he can. I really don't think it's ISA. Maybe I'm fooling myself, but I think that he pushes as far as he's allowed to push.
Well, then that would tend to, you know, the word corruption comes into mind when you get up into the higher echelons. But, again, those are things that, you know, we can't prove. We don't know that. But it is a fascinating conversation. I want to thank Christopher for sending in the email, and it's very thought-provoking. You know, I mentioned Bank of America. Have we heard any more? Anybody on the panel about Bank of America? David?
Not on my end.
Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, this is, I think, Mark, you made a comment about it's kind of hard to dig into what's rumor versus what's reality. I had seen that some time ago. You know, I'd seen it also disputed that this wasn't a policy of Bank of America or of Chase. But, you know, I think George is right that if there's some formal policy, it's going to come back to bite him in the ass because as other industries are in their decline, the gun industry is growing. So when loans are needed, if these banks are taking themselves out of the game, they're going to be missing out. Now, I don't know if that's formal policy or not. But, you know, we've seen it at the local level and stores that we've all spent time in, and suddenly anti-gun signs go up. We take our money elsewhere. In fact, Mark, you and I have seen this in the hometown of the United States Concealed Carry Association, right. West Bend, Wisconsin. The Buffalo Wild Wings suddenly put up a sign that said no guns. This is right next door to the USCCA's headquarters, so they're making a bad choice at a local level or corporate level.
It's a combination of both, and I mean, all we can do on the show is ask the question, you know, with short of having a spy inside one of the organizations at the highest level, you know, we can only speculate. We, like David said, we can connect the dots and put two and two together. What are you supposed to do if J.P. Morgan Chase buys your mortgage, for example, and you find out that, you know, maybe some of their corporate beliefs are different than your beliefs? You know, people have decisions to make. I use the analogy all the time. You know, I'm not going to stop watching Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer because one or the two of them happen to vote Democrat. I like the movies they make, okay? But now we're talking about finances, George. You know, you're talking $76 billion in industry. Businesses are in business to make money, period. Certainly, it is hard to fathom that they would create a corporate culture that would cut out that amount of money. It is hard to believe that, but that's not to say it doesn't happen.
So well, it's shocking and short-sighted. You know, when you're working in a business where a customer can come in, he's going to do some Christmas shoppings for his family, and he's going to drop, anywhere from $1,000 to $12,000 on a gun or two to give away as gifts or any of the hunting accessories, optics and clothing. I mean, it's a huge industry. And you're just going to turn your back on that because you don't believe in that lifestyle.
Maybe that's true. I can tell you this from personal experience. I've never had any of my credit card transactions on thousands of rounds of ammo been declined by any of the banks in question over the years. So if from personal experience, I can't say that to be the case. David, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think what they're going to do is they're going to reap their rewards in other areas so that this is something that at this point, they also figure that most gun owners, they probably figure it correctly, aren't going to be activists and aren't going to be informed and are going to continue doing what they do with their bank of convenience.
Well, let's create a church, you know, St. John Browning is the prophet of this church, and then we can argue religious persecution.
George, you have a new book coming out. If not, you need to.
I'm working on about 7 of them right now.
Yeah, our Grilling While Armed will eventually get back on track here in the very near future as well, too. Ladies and gentlemen, all we can tell you about regarding these types of conversations is to do your homework and make decisions based on how you live your life and what is important to you in the areas that you can confirm and verify, but don't act on rumor and conjecture. Figure it out. The information is out there, and whatever you find, if you've got hardcore proof, send it to us. We'll be more than happy to bring you on the air and report about it. It's great to have you guys on the roundtable today. I appreciate it. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Brian Hearing, wonderful to have you here. Fun discussion. Michael Martin, thanks for tuning in with us tonight. We appreciate it very much, as usual. And David Kodria, we'll see you next week. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, from the toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska, and all parts, including parts unknown, in between. This is about the time I remind you every week to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. I'm Mark Walters. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell it to me by the
folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.